You ever get the feeling that everything in America is completely f***ed up?
Now, they're saying I shouldn't think stuff like this. They're saying something is wrong with me.
So cynical.
Practice.
Welcome to Positive Cynicism. You're in for a treat today because this episode is the first installment of Question Everything. This will be a new monthly segment that happens on the third week of every month, and I'm going to be bringing on guests from all over the country, all over the spectrum of everything, just to discuss whatever we feel like talking about. You know, I'm going to question them on everything. And I couldn't think of a better way to start off this series than with a guy who has really inspired me in the podcasting world. I discovered both of his podcasts probably about 6 months ago, and they are the highlights of my week most weeks. So we talk for about 45, 50 minutes, and I couldn't have asked for a better first episode. So stay tuned, listen to that. But before we get into my special guest, I want to remind you to... But before we get into Question Everything, I want to remind you to listen to the other podcasts here on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. Greg Mahochko, the founder of Jittery Monkey, has two shows. Nerds United, which is all about comic books and superheroes and movies, and the Five Heart Podcast, which is all about Nebraska Cornhusker sports. Then you also have Kevin Hunsberger over at My 123 Cents, probably the most dedicated, the most consistent man on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network. His show drops every Monday. You can also check out his YouTube page and his blog, my123cents.com. Without further ado, let's get into Question Everything.
What is the meaning of life? Do aliens exist? How much wood can a woodchuck chuck? Why do superheroes wear their underwear on the outside? It's Question Everything. In the hot seat tonight, co-host of Tom and Jim's Top 5 and Skullbuster WrestleCast from Duluth, Minnesota, Tom Skull.
All right, as I mentioned in the opening, I am ecstatic to have this first guest on the first Question Everything portion of the Positive Cynicism podcast. And if you've been listening to my podcast, to Kevin Hunsberger's My 123 Cents podcast, I am pretty sure that both of us will be getting restraining orders at any moment from my guest tonight, Tom Skull from Duluth, Minnesota. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I haven't reached out to my lawyer yet, but I do have him ready to go here.
Nice.
Just so you know.
Is that from the now? Is that from the law firm of Dewey, Cheatham & Howe, or see? There, here's the joke where I go with Impact Wrestling, but I can't even think of what Abyss is alter ego.
Oh,
lawyer.
I don't.
Parks and Park. Parks and Park.
We'll go with that one. But there, I got him on retainer, so I'm ready to press the button if you get too close.
Gotcha.
Let's just say that.
All right.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you inviting me on your show. I do like your show. I listen to your show.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I like especially the last few shows have been really good, and I'm excited to be your first guest in this. This new segment you're doing, I'm a little leery of the title. You're going to question everything. I'm afraid what kind of questions you might be asking me.
Well, you know, settle in. This could be a very probing interview.
Okay.
But I promise I won't be like Barbara Walters. I won't have you crying by the end.
Oh, that's okay. I do that normally every night anyway, so it wouldn't be your fault if it happened.
I can relate. I know what it's like. Anyway, as you know, Tom is the co-host of two podcasts that are the first things I listen to on Wednesdays and Fridays on most weeks. The Wednesday show is Tom and Jim's Top 5, which I have to say, I don't remember which episode I was the first one I listened to, but when I discovered your podcast sitting at work one day, after listening to it, I'm like, this is a genius idea. Like, I spent probably a good 6-7 months trying to figure out what my podcast was going to be about, and it is still evolving and growing. And, you know, I listened to yours, and I'm like, such a simple idea, but it's such a good, clean, you should be able to come up with a topic, you know, from here until eternity. So my first question is, who came up with the idea to do the podcast, and how long did it take you to come up with the idea?
Well, let's see. I do the podcast with my best friend, Jim Doubt. And you know, I don't know who exactly came up with the idea. We would send texts back and forth, because we do not live in the same town or anything, or even in the same state. We met when we both lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and we became fast friends and best friends right away. And since then, I moved back to Minnesota, where I'm from, and then he moved on to Arizona, and now he's actually in Cleveland, Ohio. And so we never see each other. We actually have not been in the same room with each other in 3 years.
Wow.
Which is kind of weird, but... we would text back and forth, just like most friends do, and we would just randomly. We both love pop culture and stuff, and so like, I would just like send him a text that, hey, what's your favorite? What's your top five favorite '90s comedies movies? And then we'd think for a while, and we'd go back and forth, and we'd laugh, and like, oh yeah, I forgot about that one. That's cool. And then we just kept doing that. We just come up with topics, and then I didn't know he listened to podcasts, and he didn't know I listened to podcasts, and I just said to him, I said, you know, this would be kind of fun to do a podcast. We should, if we ever do a podcast, this is what it should be. And he's like, I love podcasts. And then I just got to thinking, and I'm like, And I have another friend who does podcasts, so I reached out to him and said, you know, what is it? What'd you buy? What did you have to get to start this up? And he kind of told me some things and some microphones and a mixer to get. And I said, okay, well, that seems reasonable. And so one day I told Jim, I said, let's do this. And, he said, okay. He's like, I'll pay you half of what you spent. And I said, okay. And that's how it started. And and then we just started a couple weeks later. My wife came up with a logo. It's the same logo we've had the whole time. And I don't know. We just started off, and that's what we do. And you're right. I mean, the topics can be endless, really. As long as our wives still let us do this, we will continue to do it every week. So.
I think other than, like, your top five numbers between 1 and 4, not really the topic, but
that'd be interesting. It's good. We started off our first episode, we should have done, I just thought about this today, and that's how quick-witted I am. Like, why didn't our first episode, our pilot episode, be our top five pilot episodes? Like, it should have been that, TV pilots. And I was like, oh, stupid. Well, I can't go back and redo the first episode. But our first episode was on Bill Murray movies. And if you go back and listen to our first episode, it's rough around the edges. We were just getting, you know, our bearings on things, but it was a lot of fun. And we have to do better justice for Bill Murray. So one day we'll go back and revisit that topic.
I don't think I've listened to that one, so I will definitely have to go back and check it out.
Please don't. Anyone out there, don't make that your first one to listen to. You can go back and listen, you know, later on, because the other ones after that are so much better.
Yeah. Now, I have like five different topics I want to spin off here, or segues, because...
A top five topic?
Yes. Okay. Because you mentioned Jim, your best friend.
Yes.
And
yes.
It's interesting. I think this is one of the reasons I relate to your show, is you and Jim worked together in news, correct?
We did. Yeah, we did. We both no longer work in news, but that's how we met. Okay. We were both photojournalists.
Okay. Kevin Hunsberger, one of my best friends who does the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, we both worked in news, and that's how we met. So we have that similarity between you. So I think, you know, actually hearing two guys who met in a similar workplace who actually like each other is great.
Right. That's rare.
Exactly.
But that's cool. When I listen to your podcast and Kevin's podcast, and then when you're on with Kevin, I can tell that I can just tell that you guys have the similar background. And in the news, and because the news world, for those of you who've never been in it, it is different. And you do work with people from all over the place. No one's ever from where you're working. And hence why, like, all of my best friends, Jim, and then our other good friends, we're all spread out all over the place. None of us are in the same area. And that's just the way the news works, because those jobs just take you all over the place. And, well, you and Kevin, Kevin, I believe, is in Missouri, right?
He's from Missouri. He's in Illinois.
Illinois. And then you're in L.A., I mean, just right there. I mean, so... Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting world. I'm sure some of you've tried to explain to some of your friends who've never been in it, and they just don't quite get it, do they?
No, it is definitely, and especially Kevin and I work the morning news, so
that's a rough gig.
When I was there, it was like having to get up at 4:35 a.m. Now I think he's getting up at 2 because they've expanded the show.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's rough. Now, okay, so I know I left the news business just because I wanted to try the L.A. dream. Why did you get out of news?
Real simple. I absolutely hated it. I loved what I did. I went to school for photojournalists, for communications and video production and stuff. And I really wanted to do movies and stuff like that. That's what I really wanted to do. Like, I love documentary work, and I did a lot of that through college. And I tried to do some a little bit after. And the news was just... I worked at a local TV station in my hometown. I went to school in another town over from where I grew up, and went to college. It was right across the border in Wisconsin. And then, but we have three local channels here, or four really at the time. And I got a job there while I was going to school, and I was a production assistant on a morning show. And like you said, getting up at 4 a.m. sucked, especially when you're a college student and you drank until 2:30.
I was gonna say, especially when you're in the Midwest and it's like -10.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little sidebar, by the way. Drinking alcohol to keep warm doesn't really work. Please don't do that. So, but anyway, so I got into news just that way, and I just I was in video production at school in college, and so my boss at work said, "Well, we have a video journalist opening. You should apply, let me see some of your work." And he's like, "Okay, it's good." And so I just became a video journalist. Well, I quickly realized, well, this is a pretty cool job. It's fun, but I was in a small town. So like we don't have a lot of hard hitting news in Duluth, right, Minnesota. And so I was doing a lot of puff pieces, like the cool, like a sled dog race or, like those kind of things. And it really was fun. Long story short, the company I worked for got bought out. We all got fired. And so I needed a job, and I just graduated right when that happened. And so I put out some feelers, and I had two job offers, one between Grand Rapids, Michigan, at the, I forget what affiliate was, or the Fox News station in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that's where I chose to go. And I knew no one. And that's where I ended up. And I liked it at first, but it was quickly, Tulsa is a much bigger town, and they focus on weather. My joke was, it was either if it's not weather or a sex offender story or both, it wasn't making the air. And so I just didn't like the hard news stuff. But I got to meet, like, Jim came a couple months after I did, and that's where we met, worked at the same place, and I got to meet some of my other best friends there. And we're still friends today. And so I don't regret it, but I couldn't wait to get out of television news.
I feel you. I know that feeling. And by being in Oklahoma, based on one of your previous shows, I know you got to attend Rocklahoma, which...
Oh, yeah, Rocklahoma. With my, both my brothers drove down from Minnesota for that. And my one brother, which I do on my other podcast with, and is a huge 80s rock fan. Well, so is my oldest brother. My two brothers both are. And I am by proxy, just because I was forced to listen to it all growing up, but I still love it. Uh-huh. And so when we found out Rocklahoma was happening, I told them, and they're like, "Yeah, we're driving down." And I'm like, "All right, let's do this." And it was a blast. It was a blast.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the lineups over the years, and it's a show, like, out here in L.A., we have, it's not Bonnaroo, that's in Tennessee. We have something that I can't even remember the name, but it's a two-week festival. It's 3 days, and it's like the biggest... festival, one of the biggest festivals in the country, but it's all like current bands, and I think like Beyonce is headlining this year, and I'm like, no, give me Rocklahoma. That's my
style. Give me great, give me Great White and Skid Row.
Exactly.
And it was funny at that concert, like, I mean, because they're all from the 80s, you know, and so, like, I think Warrant was the newest band, you know what I mean? Like, and none of them have the same, of course, none of them have the same band members.
Right,
many of them have passed away.
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of them are just the singer and the rest is a different band, or they have the same band and a different singer.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cool. Like, Vince Neil was there, so he sang all so Motley Crue wasn't there, but he was there. But he sang all Motley Crue stuff.
Well, I don't know if you can say Vince Neil sang.
He was on stage.
He was on stage warbling some songs.
Twisted Sister was there, though, and they were pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah, I was disappointed. I saw, I went to a show in Vegas a couple of years ago that was Great White, the one with the new lead singer and, the original band members, Skid Row, original band members, new lead singer, Extreme, and Twisted Sister. And everybody got like a full 90 minutes to 2 hours. So by the time Twisted Sister went on, it was after midnight. And I had a 7 a.m. flight. I'm like, I can't stick around for Twisted Sister. And so I missed them. And then they broke up like 6 months later. Or their drummer died. Wow. And so they... So
right.
Very disappointing.
Well, I mean, they're really old now.
Yeah.
Dee Snider's got to be... What is, he's in his 70s now, isn't he? No, that's
like late
too
50s,
old. I think 60s. 50s, 60s, all right. He looks like he's in his 70s. But, you know, that's what rock and roll from the 80s does to you.
Exactly. So, I mean, you put on some makeup, you look fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. But, Rocklahoma, man. That's you must have been listening to our concert episode.
I think so, yeah.
I think we talked about Rocklahoma. Yeah, that was a fun one. So.
Good one. Now, going back, you mentioned your wife came up with the logo. And I know Jim is also married. Have you discussed bringing the wives onto the show for a top 10 or a special top 5? Oh. Like, top 5 benefits of being married or top 5 chores you wish your spouse would do?
Oh, man, that's a tricky, that's scary just to think about. But we would welcome it. Jim and I are very happily married to our significant others. His wife, I don't think, wants anything to do with the show.
I was going to say, that was going to be my follow-up. Or do your wives treat the podcast as like that little hobby that you guys have that gives them an hour of peace every week?
Yeah. Well, that's how my wife sees it. I hope that's how Jim's wife sees it, because that's what we look at. It's like, you know what? This is a great hobby. It's better than our hobby being going to the bar, you know, and stuff like that. So, no, I don't – my wife doesn't really want to be on even though this one she'd be on the podcast, so she wouldn't be in front of people, but it just doesn't interest her to be heard by others, you know. But I think that's a cool idea. I'd have to run it by Jim, but you know they got a newborn over there in the Jim Dowd household, so it's hard for them, and they work opposite schedules. His wife is still in the news, in the news game, and so she works the that evening schedule, that nice noon to 11 p.m. or whatever it was, you know, crappy schedule. And he has a normal job during the day. So it's tough, but I don't know. We could get him on for something. Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. But maybe
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a you just have the one son? Is that correct?
Yeah, I have my wife and I. My wife is named Dana, and we have one son named Fletcher, and he's 5. He's in kindergarten, and he's man, he's a riot. He is smarter than me, and he knows it, and it's scary. He looks at me, and you can just tell. He's like, "Dad, you don't know anything." But I love it. I love being a dad. He's the best thing in the world that's ever happened to me.
No, I was gonna say, because you just did an episode recently where he reviewed Ghostbusters.
Yeah, that was fun. It was over the holidays. We took a break. Jim and I took a break. He had a lot of family in town. Like I said, they just have a newborn. And so I think that's the first grandchild on either side for his families, for his wife's family and his family. So they all, you know, bombarded them all Christmas. And he's like, let's just take a break for a couple weeks. It's a good idea. And we were just – my son is just – he loves Ghostbusters. Absolutely fell in love with the cartoon, which I also love. And it's all on Netflix now, the old Real Ghostbusters cartoon. And he was a Ghostbuster for Halloween. Like, he just was really into it. So I said, okay, I think it's time you see the actual movie. And he loved it. He wants to watch it all the time. And one day at dinner, he was just telling me about the movie again. Like, hey, Dad, remember when this happened in the movie? Remember when this happened? And I kind of just said, you know, you should tell everybody on Dad's radio show about it. He got all excited because he always wants to be on the show. And so we just did a review. It was only like a 12-minute long episode, and he reviewed. And I thought he did pretty good. He knows
his
stuff.
It was an entertaining episode. Yeah. Now has he watched the new Ghostbusters? The all female?
He hasn't seen it. My wife and I saw it. We didn't think it was that bad. It gets panned big time. And it's like, you know, people, you just got to give it up. I mean, it didn't do anything, not one thing, to ruin the original two movies. Not one thing. It was just another movie. Like, I get really, I get kind of sad when people really start begging on all these new movies or remakes or. I mean, I know you did a show about Star Wars. Yeah. Some people are just so angry about the original three or the new three or the ones that are coming out now. It's like, you know, just watch the damn movie.
Exactly.
Just enjoy it. And if you don't like it, shut up. You know, that's what I think.
It's a good point. Yeah. I mean, yes, the new Ghostbusters, I didn't like the movie, but I didn't think it was that bad. It was just kind of there. So.
Yeah. It's not. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not upset that I saw it. I'm not mad, but I thought it was funny. I think Kristen Wiig is one of the funniest people on the planet, and I think all four of those women are fantastic. And so it's a great movie, and maybe they could have done different things about it with it, but I don't know. It is what it is. Just people really got angry about it, and it's just kind of too bad.
Well, you know, I think that's the whole point of social media, is just to be angry all the time.
Oh God, it's just depressing sometimes, isn't it?
It is. That's why I started this show, to try to bring out the positive of things and try to focus.
I like
on
that.
Yeah, but speaking of movies, it just reminded me of what was supposed to be my first question to you, which based on our Twitter conversations.
Yes.
Have you seen The Apple or Gleaming the Cube yet?
Okay, I knew you were going to ask me that. No, I have not seen The Apple. And I have not watched Gleaming the Cube yet, and I don't have an excuse, because it's readily available on Amazon Prime, and not that they're paying me anything, but it's available there, and I've had not only you, and not only, I think, Kevin, your counterpart for the radio, and a lot of other people reach out and tell me how great this movie is, and I have yet to watch it, and so I will do that. I you know what? Like I said, I am off work tomorrow. Maybe I'll watch it tomorrow. Right. Well, but I don't know about this Apple. This doesn't seem something that's I want to watch.
The Apple would be, you know, your latest episode as we record this is your top five alcohol brands. Maybe if you get all five plus Jim's five plus your co-host top five and then watch the Apple, might enjoy it better.
Oh, it's that bad. Huh? I never even heard of it until you said something.
It's notorious for, it came out in 1980. And when they had the premiere, they gave the audience copies of the soundtrack on vinyl. And by the end of the movie, the crowd was throwing the records at the screen in protest.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm not going to say great movie by any match, but I don't know. I like bad movies, and I don't think it's like Birdemic bad or The Room bad, but it's not great. Yeah, you have to be in the perfect mood to sit down and watch it.
All right, well, or drunk enough.
Yeah. <That's you. laughs> Whereas Gleaming the Cube is, I mean, it's Christian Slater and Tony Hawk skateboarding. What more do you need?
Yeah, when I read it, I'm like, why not? Why haven't I seen this movie? It sounds great to me, but I'll watch him.
Like I say, it's Christian Slater trying to solve the murder of his Vietnamese brother's death. So, that's...
All right, I'm in. You sold me. I'm in.
Perfect. I'll expect I want a top five Christian Slater movie roles. On a future episode.
Oh, gosh. Well, I could... Cuffs. I love Cuffs.
Oh, nice. Remember that one? Yeah. Perfect.
Oh, man. I guess Heathers has to be in there, too.
Heathers? Yeah.
Oh, no. What's the one he did with the radio station?
Pump Up the Volume.
Pump Up the Volume. Yeah. That was a good one. Yeah. I like that movie.
Yeah. I steal sound bites from
him. He's got a place
opener
in this world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and now he's on Mr. Robot and doing stuff. So.
Yes. Yes.
All right. You mentioned earlier you do another podcast with your brother, one of your brothers, and that is a wrestling themed. It's completely different.
Yes.
It is, and I'm going to get this right this time, Skull Buster WrestleCast.
That's what it is. It's not Skull Buster Pod, although that's our Twitter handle. And it's not Skullbuster WrestleCast podcast. It's just Skullbuster WrestleCast.
It's complicated. It's more than two syllables.
Well, if it's complicated, it's because my brother came up with the title, and that's why it's complicated.
How much had he been drinking when he?
I don't know. He doesn't. I don't know if you've been listening. He doesn't handle his super beers well. But man, you get a couple IPAs in that guy, and he's on fire. But yeah. It's a Skullbuster WrestleCast. It's a wrestling podcast. I listen to a lot of wrestling podcasts. I my normal day job is I'm a mailman, and I walk all day long. So I have time to listen all day, so I'm able to listen to these like long podcasts, such as the one with Bruce Pritchard. Which sometimes I do like a 5-hour show.
Yeah, I had to stop listening to that one because it just got too long.
Yeah, some of them I skip because it's like I don't care enough about that topic to listen for 5 hours. But I've always liked wrestling. I'm a huge Monday Night Wars fan. Okay. Like that's really where I got into it. And but I grew up, my brother Jason, he's 9 years older than me, so we have quite a gap in between us. And but I grew up, had to watch what he was watching because he's my older brother. I didn't get a choice, I was a big Hulkamania fan, back in like 87, 88. And then my brother was into AWA a lot. And of course that was out of Minnesota, but that was on ESPN, I believe.
Yeah.
And then he got it really into NWA. So that's where I found my first love for like Ric Flair and stuff. I thought this guy is cool. And then of course I turned into WCW. So in the early, late 80s to early 90s, I was really into wrestling. And then I kind of fell off big time, like 92 to like 95. Like I didn't care. I remember my brothers telling me, "Hey, Hulk Hogan's in WCW." And I was like, "Really? Oh man, I thought he was like 100 years old." I didn't even care. But once that Monday Nitro started, and then, my God, I was so into it. It was appointment television. I wouldn't miss a Monday. I'd have two TVs on at the same time to watch both shows. And it was great. It was great. But, starting the podcast, I don't know if you mentioned, we started Skullbuster podcast the same day I started Tom and Jim's Top 5.
Okay. I didn't know
so
that.
I figured, the first episode of each is actually recorded on the same day. Because I figured, I'm going to start one, we might as well start two. Which was more than I bit off more than I could chew at first. Because I started right before Christmas time, and like I mentioned, I'm a mailman, and at Christmas we're a little busy. And I'm also a family man, so it was a lot, but we got a handle on it, I think, of when we do our shows. I love wrestling. So you also are on a wrestling podcast with Kevin. When did you start liking it?
I got into wrestling probably back around 83, 84.
Okay.
Growing up in Illinois, we got wrestling at the Chase every Sunday, which was the big St. Louis promotion or program. And then, I remember my family had the big satellite dish that was popular in the 80s. And so I actually watched WrestleMania 1 live. But I forgot about time zone changes, so I missed the first 40 minutes not realizing that New York was ahead, an hour ahead.
Oh, yeah.
So, I missed, Tito Santana and Greg Valentine. I saw all the major money matches for WrestleMania. But I was a fan through the 90s, and then when I went to college in 92, I didn't have access to wrestling. And so I kind of fell out. And if you listen to our recent My 1-2-3 Cents Top 6 Raw moments, I didn't know Monday Night Raw had started until May when I came home from college. And the first episode that I saw was the Razor Ramon versus the Kid match, which...
That's a good starting match.
Yeah, I was like, awesome. Lightning Kid, awesome. Because I say I have this sickness where if you show me wrestling, I will watch it. It may not be good, but I will sit. So I was watching, NWA, WWF. Like I said, we had the satellite, so I was getting AWA, WCCW, World Class, UWF out of the Bill Watts territory. So I just, took whatever I could. And then, and then in the mid-90s, when it became kind of cartoonish in WWE with Papa Shango and all the character gimmicks. And then I was actually in college, I was doing an 80s hair metal video show for the student TV station, and one, this was pre YouTube, so I was trying to find a way to get our show out there, and so the internet was new, so I went online to like message boards and started tape trading, and like, hey, I'll send you my show if you can send me something. And this person that I started trading with lived in Ohio and had access to ECW, and so she sent me like ECW compilation tapes, and I'm like, I'm sold. This is the greatest thing that I've ever seen. Now I look back at it and be like, this is probably the worst thing that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Given what we know now, man, with concussions and drugs, not good. But yeah,
it's bad.
But ECW.
It's funny.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's funny you mentioned ECW. We are going out. We are gonna record this week. I'm not sure when your show will come out, but people can go back and find it. So this newest episode, we're gonna record, is our first ECW show. We're going to review and talk about Guilty as Charged 1999.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that pay-per-view. I never seen it.
Okay.
And so Jason really likes ECW stuff, and he's like, "What we want, you know." So I've been reviewing it this week, and it's interesting. I was never an ECW fan. I never got it. And basically, I never watched it because I never took the time, because I was watching Raw and Nitro. Uh-huh. And but yeah, we're branching into the ECW stuff now, starting this week. So.
Yeah, I remember their first pay-per-view, Barely Legal.
Right.
We had friends together to watch it, and I had seen, obviously, been watching ECW. A couple of friends had seen a few episodes, and everybody else had no idea what it was. And I don't know if you've seen that show, but the main event was Sandman versus Stevie Richards versus Terry Funk. And during the show, they had, or during the pre-show, they did interviews with each of the three guys talking about the match. And Sandman's sitting there smoking a cigarette, drinking a Rolling Rock, and just talking, and then takes his Singapore cane and hits himself over the head until he starts bleeding. And everybody that I was watching with was like, that's the guy. We want him to win. He is the greatest thing we've ever seen. And it's just that. And then I made the trip to Dayton, Ohio to see Heatwave 97, 98. Heatwave 98, which is probably the best show top to bottom that I've ever been to. And it was just the atmosphere is, it's very cult-like with the ECW crowd. So,
it fits right in with that Philadelphia crowd.
Yeah. And I was just in Philadelphia over Royal Rumble weekend and went to a House of Hardcore show at the ECW arena. And it was almost like being back, you know, only it didn't smell as bad from what I've heard, and the place has been cleaned up. So,
more power to you. I don't know if I'd go to something like that, but that's good.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So you have your independence promotions there in Minnesota that you've gone to that you've promoted. Yeah.
Yeah, we have MIW is a big one here that I like. We've had a couple of those guys actually on our show. MIW's Minnesota Independent Wrestling is there they stand for, but we've had their commissioner who used to wrestle with Pete Huge.
Okay.
Hell of a guy. We've had him on. And then Chris Jordan, one of their big fan favorites for many years now. We've had at the time their champ Scott Story on. He's a lot of fun. I like independent wrestling. I've liked it more because I don't know if you listen to our show, but other people listening to this might not listen to our show yet, and I mentioned wrestling podcasts and people might roll their eyes because, oh god, how many wrestling podcasts are out there? Well, we really do try to be different. Like, there's a lot of podcasts, some of my favorite ones who review Raw every week and SmackDown every week and talk about all the current stuff all the time, and I don't want to do that. I don't like to do that. Mainly, I don't care. I don't care for what's going on right now. I think they're extremely talented. I think there's some great things. The WWE is obviously doing something right. They're making a lot of money, and it's just not for me. So that's why we like to do stuff by talking about independent wrestling, talking about the Monday Night Wars, talking about the late 80s, early 90s stuff. And so we really do try to be different because you can get your Raw news anywhere.
Right.
We really do are trying to do something a little different, but the independent scene up here is it's fun. It's really fun, and I think I like it more because I just don't care for the mainstream stuff as much anymore. And it's just fun. It's fun. They have storylines going. I mean, you know, you've been to independent shows, and yeah, and it's huge everywhere. I mean, there's got to be more independent wrestling organizations right now than there have ever been.
Yeah, I think independent, you know, I think the independents kind of got popular right after WCW folded in 2001 and ECW, but it was mainly like TNA and Ring of Honor were your big ones. But now I think every little area, I think the territory system is slowly coming back in a sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and then look at some of the biggest stars that are in the current WWE. They all were huge indie stars. Right. And, you know, and even going back to the mid 2000s, you know, going up, you know, when you brought in the CM Punks and the Daniel Bryans, those are all huge indie stars that weren't WWE homegrown talent, you know? And so it's interesting. It's cool to see. It's really cool to see, the independent stuff. Anyone out there, you guarantee you there's independent wrestling somewhere near your hometown. Go check it out. It is so much fun. So,
and I'll throw in the plug for Kevin's My 1-2-3 Cents podcast. Yeah. 'Cause he works with Stride Pro Wrestling down in Southern Illinois. And I mean, I've been thinking about this too. When he started the My 1-2-3 Cents podcast, it was kind of a raw recap or, you know, talking about whatever's happening in the news that week. But like you said, there's so many like that I think marketing to like the Stride, not to the Stride audience, but to try to get Stride out there more and putting the focus on that is a better way to grow a brand than just, like you said, being one of, you know, 500 podcasts that tell you the same thing every week.
Exactly. I mean, we can't get away from talking about what happened at the Royal Rumble last week. We can't get away from those things. We can touch on them. Mm-hmm. We do a news segment, like what kind of five things in the, you know, are going on right now in the news,
right,
for wrestling. And we talk about something big happened. And we do a positive and a negative segment at the end of the show. We do our slap nuts of the week. And we do our can you dig it moment of the week. And so that's usually more current. But we really like our maybe topic is usually on older stuff. And like you mentioned Kevin's show, I don't know anything about Stride Pro Wrestling. I don't live in Illinois, mm-hmm. you know, or in like I'm interested. I listen to his show every week. I'm interested in hearing what's going on. He recaps some of the independent shows, and I wasn't there, but he's so energetic about it, and like you can tell, he really, you know, he obviously was there, but he loves it. It's like it's fun hearing about this stuff. It's great. Independent wrestling is where it's at,
man. Yeah, I agree, and I like listening to Kevin talk about how he always gets beat up at every show because I'm like, finally, someone's living my dream.
He took a beating. It sounds like the last one. So
now with your two shows. You said you started them at the same time, but now you have, I'm guessing, alternated your schedules to, so you're not recording both shows at the same. How much time goes into preparation for each show?
I would like to tell you, like, we really research a lot of stuff. Like, take Tom and Jim's Top 5. Like, I do put in some stuff because sometimes we did Top 5 cereals one time. Our breakfast cereals, you know, and you got to kind of research some of that stuff because our, like I said, we started by texting each other, like what our top five things are, like, hey, what's your top five movie? And so that isn't a full show. That's a 5-minute conversation, which is my top five are these, you know, A, B, C, D. We had to like put something in between. So we decided we got to do some research just to fill out the show. And, when we do stuff on, like, we did 90s clothing brands, cereals, after-school snacks, like, those things, there's so much research or so much stuff to talk about on that more than just a movie. Like, movies I can just talk about. I don't really need to research much. Mm-hmm. But when you do, I gotta talk about, you know, the square pizza at school when we did our top five school lunches, like I gotta figure out why is it square, like where did this come from, you know. And so those weeks I put a little bit more effort in as far as research and stuff, but it's no big secret. I mean, we're not out to lie to people that we're this smart. We get our information off the internet. I mean, it's not really hard to do. And we're both family, man. We got lives and real jobs that we actually get paid for. And so, like, we can only put in so much time. So some weeks is more than, like, we just up to, as we're recording this tonight, I'm just wrapping up our We recorded our top five Winter Olympic episode, or, events, and because the Winter Olympics says this week is starting, and we thought that'd be fun and timely, and but we, you know, I had to look up a little more information on bobsledding. You know, like, I don't know, I like it, but like, I don't know where it's from. So
you don't know the history of bobsledding off the top of your
head?
No.
No, yeah, no, I don't. I know
everything
that
from
I
Cool
dreamed
Runnings,
of being
right?
a bobsledder. What's that?
You, everything you know about bobsledding, you learned from Cool Runnings.
Yes, I'll spoiler alert, Cool Runnings is mentioned in this episode. But, yeah, so those ones you do a little bit more research. And as far as Skullbuster WrestleCast, a lot of times we pick topics that, like my brother, I don't know if you listen to the show, my brother Jason is a wrestling savant. Like, he knows everything. He's not, he may tell you he researches during the week, but like, he can just spout off something. Like, I don't know as much as he does. So I'll mention something like, oh, you know, what about like this match in Super Bowl 91? We were talking about, like, well, why did they, where were they going with that? You know, and he suddenly knows the whole backstory of the angle that was going on months prior, like everything. And he's not looking at a screen. He's just spitting that off in his head. And it's amazing, like, what he knows. And so I do rely on Jason more, is doing the research, and I kind of facilitate the show a little bit more on that one, just because he can just go and go and go and talk. And I mean, he's the trivia champ for a reason, man. That guy is, he knows his stuff. So.
Now, do you guys record the show together, or is it like with Jim, where you're on phone or Skype or however?
Yeah, we use Skype. Jason and I don't live in the same town. We both live in Minnesota, but Jason lives in the suburb of Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I live in Duluth. And, you know, that for people who don't know Minnesota geography, that's about two hours apart. You know, I'm 2 hours north of Minneapolis. And no, I'm not in Canada, and I'm not on the Canadian border. I know a lot of people like to think that, but Duluth is another 2 hours from the Canadian border too. So we're not as far north as we can go. But yeah, we're in different areas. But you know, that's another thing about podcasting. I don't know if you're going to get to this or not, but like I mentioned, my brother is 9 years older than me, and we've always had a good relationship. But we didn't have a lot after, you know, when I was nine, he graduated high school, mm-hmm. and so like he was gone. And so, like, in between there, all the way up until we started this podcast, we had a relationship, but we never really talked every day and stuff like that. This show has brought him and I closer than him we've ever been, you know, which is cool. And then same with the Tom and Jim's Top 5. Jim and I would always be, you know, we're always going to be friends and stuff, but we'd never get to see each other. But this show gets us to talk every single week. And it's so much fun. And then we've met people like you and Kevin and our friends in the wrestling podcast world and some of the other pop culture podcasts out there with Tom and Jim's. It's like, it's so cool that I can sit in my basement, quote unquote my studio, but it's our spare bedroom, and be able to talk to people and become friends with people all over the place, and not have, you know, and it's really cool community, this whole podcasting thing.
So. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is because I know you have. You know, Kevin and I will obviously comment on Twitter and stuff about your show and promote your stuff. You have Leanne in Hawaii, which seems to be a super fan of the show.
She's a super fan, Leanne. Yeah, we love her.
What has been the reaction to your show? And I guess, has it surprised you at how many people are listening and comment? Or
what
was your expectations when you started?
Yeah, our expectation was no one would listen, and we didn't care. If we're talking Tom and Jim's, our expectation was, you know what, we just like, because we like podcasts, it'd be fun to do one together. We didn't think anyone would listen. We didn't even think some of our own friends would listen. Yeah. We were just like, well, you know, whatever, we'll put it out there. And then, you know, right, I didn't know anything about Twitter personally until I started the show. I was like, well, I better start a Twitter account, you know, and so I actually started my own at the same time. Like, you know, like, I didn't know. And I didn't know, I just started promoting it a little bit, just like, hey, check out this, you know, and just word of mouth. And after the first week, I think our first show, it had like 27 downloads. And I was like, and that sounds like nothing to people out there. I know. But like, that's 27 people that downloaded our show that wasn't Jim and I. Like, why would people want to listen to our show? They don't know who we are. And so it blew us away. Like, oh, that's pretty cool, 27. What, you know, and we didn't think it would go anywhere beyond that. And then suddenly our host, which we're on podbean.com, and that's our podcast host, they noticed us a little bit, and they reached out to us, and they featured us 1 week. And they featured us, and then it just exploded. Absolutely exploded. And, like, I don't know why. We don't know why. You hear us on the show, and we read some listener comments, and we are legitimately blown away by the fact that people like us, listen to us, comment with us, make their own top fives. I mean, that's so cool. We've had comments that people like to, they like to write, listen to our show, and then and play along. Like they have their lists in front of them. They play along with us and hope like we mention one of their picks. And it's crazy. And same with Skullbuster WrestleCast. Like, that's another one. It's like that market, wrestling podcast market, might be the most oversaturated thing in the world. I mean, in the podcast world for sure. And we're like, well, no one's going to listen to us. Two idiots who don't have these great stories like the Ric Flairs, the Bruce Pritchards, the Tony Schiavone's. Like, we weren't there. We're just two fans. And we're two fans of some specific stuff. And, we quickly got the attention of a couple locally Minnesota podcasts. And then I don't know how you found us. I don't know how Kevin found us and other people who write in. We have got a super fan down in Louisiana who just loves us, and we appreciate him. It's like we are blown away the fact that people want to listen to us, because we don't think we put on the best show in the world. I mean, you know, but it's crazy. Like, and you mentioned Leanne in Hawaii. Man, she is awesome. She has been a freaking cheerleader for us. Like, and she's cool. Like, we mentioned, we sold some shirts with our logo on it. And she was the first one, like, to, like, bought two, you know, and it's like, that's just so cool. And it's amazing. It's just so cool to be able to do something positively, like you are doing with this show. It brings joy to people. Like, we could go on and we could do a podcast, come on, and just bitch about everything. You could do like hey, this is what I saw on Facebook today, and just bitch and complain about every single thing, just like what people do all day long in that thing. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I know.
There's enough negativity out there, you know, and so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I said there's enough negativity. I don't need to add to it. So let's just be positive. But yeah, you know, I've discovered your show because my job is sitting at a computer all day for eight to 9 hours. And I needed something to break the monotony. And so I started listening to podcasts. And yeah, Podbean, you guys were on like the front page. And again, I had no idea what the show was. I'm like, okay, top five. Sounds interesting. Why not? Give it a shot. And I think one of the things that is good about your show, and you know, Kevin and I have had this discussion, and my friend Mike DeKalb, who joins me on my show from time to time, is you can sense that camaraderie between you and Jim. Like, it's, and I think you've even mentioned it on your show too, of people talking. It's like sitting down with friends and listening to them talk. It's not, you know, there's no pretentiousness to it. There's no, you know, we're these awesome podcast guys, which you guys are,
right?
But it's just two guys having fun doing a show that, like I said, it's such a simple idea, but it's so genius in its simplicity. Because like you said, you can play it along at home. You could be like, oh, what are my top five whatever topics?
Yeah.
And I think
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, and it's that thing too where, you know, like when you do school lunches and you bring up the square pizza and everybody's like, I love the square pizza. Like, it's just that bonding, even without knowing or meeting you guys, it's this weird bonding exercise that your show creates.
Well, we appreciate that. We really do. And I mean, that is one of the nicest comments we've ever received. And we've gotten ones similar to what you just said. It's just to know that we can sit there and like other people like to join in, and it's like listening, it's like hanging out with your friends. And that's where we started this. It's basically a bar stool conversation. It's like we're sitting there with some friends and say, hey, what's your favorite TV show? You know, and what's your five favorite? And that's what we wanted to do, and apparently we're accomplishing that, so that's awesome. We really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. So you guys have been around for a year, correct? Like, you just had your one-year anniversary? Yeah.
Yeah, since November, I think it was November, mid-November. I can't remember the exact date, but yeah.
What do you have goals set for this year? Like, what do you said you've started selling T-shirts, and people are buying them. What do you see next for Tom and Jim, and Skullbuster.
Well, I will say, we love our podcast host Podbean, and they are really nice to us as well. And they announced their podcast of the year at the beginning of the year for 2017. And I saw that, and I was very happy for the person, the podcast who won. And I was like, I want that to be us. And not that I want to be famous, not that I want sponsorships, and all that, like make a bunch of money so I can quit my job. I just want to know that our show got so big that everyone likes it. Like I just want that. I think that would be cool. Now, is that a goal for this year? Probably not, because we have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. But our goal is just our main goal, seriously, is just to keep having fun. Like, I look forward to recording with Jim every week. I look forward to recording with Jason every week. If the weeks we've taken off, I miss it. Like, it is such a fun hobby. So my goal, I guess, would be just to continue doing it and get bigger and better. But I don't know. I don't have aspirations to become a millionaire from this. I just want to just have fun, because I like what I do. I like my personal life. I like just being a simple family man, blue collar worker. I really do like that. And I don't want to go away from that. And so I just want to keep doing what we're doing. I don't know if I rambled on too much.
No, I think that's a great answer. That's I think that sums up pretty much everything. It's just the key factor in life is to have fun.
Yeah.
And if you're doing what you're doing, yeah.
Yeah. In 5 years from now, though, I want to be Podbean's number one podcast. Right. That'd be sweet.
We'll keep an eye out for that.
All right.
Before we wrap this up, tell everybody, besides Podbean, throw out the names of the shows again, where they can find you, and how they can interact with you.
All right. Well, Tom and Jim's Top Five. We are basically a pop culture podcast, but we do top five lists on everything and everything. You mentioned we just did our top five liquor brands. We're doing our Winter Olympic events. We're going to be doing one. We mentioned school stuff. We're going to do one on games we used to play in gym class when we were kids. So we're excited about that one. So we do stuff on everything. Focus a lot on the 90s, but we're on everywhere. Everywhere you can get your podcast. Podbean.com is our host, so check them out. But you can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, all those places. And Skullbuster WrestleCast is the same thing. You can find us in the same places. And we like to bring you some news and some stuff on current wrestling, but we like to talk about some of the old stuff. And like I said, we just did a show on Super Brawl 91, which is a good pay-per-view. You should go, if you have the network, go check that one. It was a lot of fun. Although it did have the debut of Oz, Kevin Nash's Oz, and that was brutal. But the rest of the show was pretty good. And like I said, you can find us in the same places. And you can email us at skullbusterwrestlecast@gmail.com. And you can find us at Skullbuster Pot. That's our Twitter handle.
Skullbuster Pot. Got it.
Yes, and of course on Facebook and stuff. And then Tom and Jim's Top Five. You can Gmail for that one, and you can find us at Tom and Jim's Top Five on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, and we're even on Spotify. Sometimes we do music. Our top five music lists. Top five concerts. Top five summer music. We did. Jim will put together those lists and put them on our Spotify so you can listen along. So,
nice.
So yeah. Yeah, right. I think that's it. I don't know. We're everywhere. Yeah. And you can get shirts if you want.
If anybody wants a shirt, how do they get a shirt?
Reach out to us on our social media. We'll let you know how to get one. It's a pretty simple, painless exercise. Just through PayPal. It's pretty simple. Like I said, my wife made our Tom and Jim's Top 5 logo, and my brother's son, his oldest son, Carter, he made our Skullbuster WrestleCast logo, which I absolutely love. Because our first one was great, but this one is just perfect. And I absolutely love it. It has those perfect Monday Nitro colors in it, and that's my favorite. So
nice. All right. Well, thank you, Tom, for staying up late to do this interview and being the first guest. I think you've set the bar high for future.
Oh, I don't know, man. I tried to keep it low. I don't think I set it high at all, man. I rambled like an idiot.
No, it's great. Thank you again. And again, I say this not just because you're on the show and trying to kiss up. I look forward to every Wednesday and Friday listening to Tom and Jim and Skull Buster. It's the highlight of my day, sadly, which is usually the show is over with by like 9:30, and I'm like, I've got another 8 hours of work. So.
Oh well, I'm sorry. We try to keep them. We try to keep them shorter because people don't want to. But maybe we should do some longer ones for you.
Possibly do some bonus episodes for me. Just
all right. Yeah. We'll do. Thank you so much for having me on. I really have a lot of fun. You are doing a great thing with this show. I really do like listening to it, and no bullshit. I listen to it every time you put a new episode out, and same with Kevin's show. And I love it when you're on, and we appreciate that you give us credit for your top six things you're doing. But we do not have a trademark on top five or anything. I think that's not a thing we can trademark or anything. So, but we do appreciate the credit that you're giving us.
Hey, you know, I mean, obviously we took the idea from you. Or we got the idea after listening to your show, so we want to give credit where credit is due. We're not smart enough to come up with simple ideas on our own.
Oh, man. You're a good man, Chad. I appreciate that. No matter what all those other people are saying, you're a good man.
Thank you for that. All right, Tom. Thank you. And I look forward to next week's episode.
All right. Thank you.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.